Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Five teens were shot and one died after several pop-up gatherings took place in Fairmont Park, Philadelphia last night. According to police, Tanya Williams' niece was killed.
Gun violence out here in Philadelphia. My baby.
No arrests have been made. A missing persons case that involves some children has led sheriff's deputies to several bodies believed to have been murders in Hudson, Florida. A man's in custody. A man's arrested after nearly a year after a mother of five was killed on a Maryland nature trail. Victor Hernandez in the country illegally from El Salvador, says the sheriff. Hernandez arrested in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In Tel Aviv, just back from what he says was the biggest Israeli demonstration in that city since the Gaza war began, ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
Tens of thousands rallying for the hostages and against the Israeli government. Lee Siegel, brother of American hostage Keith Siegel, telling us the war is only bringing death and destruction.
This is ABC News. Regarded as one of the best umpires in Major League Baseball, Pat Hoberg has not worked a game this year. Now we know why, says ABC's Brian Clark.
Major League Baseball's announced that it disciplined Hoberg for violating the league's gambling rules. The 37-year-old, who first umpired big league games in 2014, is appealing. Our partners at ESPN report he's denied gambling on baseball.
Growing evidence shows a link between chemical hair straighteners and cancers disproportionately among black women. The New York Times report summarizes the research. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton.
But we don't yet have a clear cause and effect, but nonetheless, it's clear that you want to avoid these chemicals as much as possible.
In response to the release of a video showing Sean Diddy Combs attacking the R&B singer Cassie, New York City Mayor Eric Adams asked Combs to give back the key to the city he was presented. Condemning the attack, Mayor's office says just a few days ago, the key was returned. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Saturday evening. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting from the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios and across Wisconsin on the Civic Media app. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by the Lazy Elf Lounge on North Stoughton Road in Madison, live music, karaoke, trivia, and great food. Visit them today, see the menu, and get all the events at LazyOafLounge.com. We're going to do a debut of a song from Cat and the Hurricane in just a moment. It's featuring Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles. Cannot wait to share that for you. It's the second song of this double dip from Cat and the Hurricane. Here's Caffeine and Alcohol. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some
as lions, but I still lay down with wolves. Never been this guarded, but I still hate to sleep alone. Maybe I could breathe better if you just take off my shirt. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine, God, alcohol.
Feels like I don't think you do. You're running from feelings, I'm learning some teachings. You argue about pronouns, seems like you're just reaching. Do not understand us, but foe and a stratus. You cling to your Bible to save our outcast us. Don't need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human,
we're losing transmission. Undress myself.
Your projection, don't need your attention. We need more protection, they're killing us now. Don't need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human,
we're losing transmission.
Undress myself.
Undress myself.
To make you more comfortable. Sorry, I'm not sorry for simply existing. All these terms and tradition, man-made religion. Hey, that box you sent me in, it's no longer fitting. I'll be there to let you trick me, I'm here for magicians. My mission's specific, aligned with the limits. Survival the fittest, it's God's decision. Don't be surprised, we did it. Different, who is it? Holistic consistency, my senses is given. We all coexist, I'm what the rainbow's missing. Jangle addition, the plot just thickens. No crop shit biggest, my locks is in this. You know my chakras are sitting. Reporting live from the top of my side. Yes, I keep it next to you, but this week on Swive. Hey!
Undress myself.
sounds like now maybe you do.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is a radio debut right there of Katner Hurricane featuring Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles. The song is called Costumes. It just magically appeared in the inbox at music@civicmedia.us. And I'm blown away by it. First of all, I love the collaboration between Katner Hurricane and Kilo Skittles. That is perfect.
That's awesome. What a great song. And Katner Hurricane, guess what, Jimmy? They're going to be playing at La Fête de Marquette. And that is coming up July 11th through the 14th at McPike Park in Madison. And Katner Hurricane is one of the local bands. There's other local highlights that I could mention. Mama Dig Down's Brass Band, the Jimmies with Marsha Ball, the Claudettes, who are actually out of Chicago, but they are friends of Madison for sure, and the Earthlings, one of our favorite bands, Jimmy.
It's going to be a good time. There's a website. Just do a Google search for it's La Fête.
FêteDeMarquette.org.
There it is. The poster on there is really cool, too. They got it's like the Eiffel Tower being played as a flute.
A saxophone.
Or a saxophone. I don't know. The text is pretty small on my screen.
Or a clarinet, maybe.
I can't read it.
Yeah, maybe actually I'd have to say it's a clarinet.
Okay. La Fête de Marquette. There you go. Jimmy K, rocker, Lee Lux hanging out for Terry Barr tonight. Appreciate you hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So what's new? What's the one thing that you're looking forward to other than the event for Dana coming up? What other shows, what other events do you have cooking that you're excited about?
Well, honestly, I'm so excited to hear about La Fête because for me, as like a longtime Madisonian, like it's summer. Like when that event happens, everybody's out. I know we have a lot of local music, but it also has like a really great EDM stage that brings in worldwide artists.
Yes,
it's always been a favorite of mine, and just the energy. I know they did a carousel for years. I'm not sure if they're bringing that back, but I feel like that's one of those moments in Madison in the summer that I look forward to every year.
Absolutely, it's kind of the kickoff of summer.
It really is in
the Lakefront Festival. Mm-hmm. Before that, of course, Atwood Fest that we're going to talk about here in a little bit coming up at the end of July.
And you know, Jimmy, all of these festivals are all saying come to our website and sign up to become a volunteer to pour beers. So all the festivals need beer pourers. I might add that we're always looking.
Yeah. And it, you know, the money from the beer sales at these neighborhood festivals goes right back into the festival so we could do it again next year. It's so important.
That's what makes it go around, Jimmy. These are free music festivals.
Right. You just got to come drink beer. That's all you got to do.
That's not a hard sell for Wisconsin.
I know. We're not reaching at all. And if you're listening to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network, maybe you're in Amory or up in Hayward, the North Woods, or Green Bay, or
Appleton, Oshkosh.
Come to Madison for one of these festivals. They're great. It's such a great sense of community, and the music is always so good.
That's right.
And hopefully we'll be talking about some of the festivals happening. Like we want to talk about Mile of Music this year up in Appleton.
Yes, Mile of Music is amazing.
I know. When is that? That's in August. Is that right?
I would have to look at the date, Jimmy. I don't want to quote a wrong date right now.
Don't listen to us. We know nothing, but we know a good music festival in Mile of Music, and there's so many more, too. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. We've already done so much, Rocker, but what else is coming up tonight?
Well, August 1st through the 4th is Mile of Music, so we've got that cleared.
Thank you,
Well,
Google.
You know what? Maybe we should say, you know, Lily here, she's going out after this.
Woo-hoo.
It sounds like she's going out on the town. Where are you going out to?
Oh, wow. I am going to hit up the new Gamma Ray spot. I'm going to stop by the Cardinal. I want to stop by the High Noon. They're doing a show for Gary Knowledge, who's been a longtime producer in the Madison area. And then I think I'm going to end up at a unicorn party at Crucible. So,
oh, boy.
Which is obviously what I dressed a little bit for. So,
are you going to be doing some karaoke over at the Gamma Ray?
I have a really great rendition of Part of Your World where all the toys are my kind of toys. So I definitely think I might do my own version of that.
Oh, boy.
I saw a funny cartoon the other day on the book. It's a picture of two unicorns at Noah's Ark, you know, the biblical story, whatever. And unicorn number one goes, "Hi, I'm Dave." And the other one goes, "Hi, I'm Dave." Oh, and that's why unicorns are extinct.
Oh, my.
But reports have it they had an enjoyable Ark ride anyway. So they did it right.
Neither of you are going to jump in and save me on that one, are you?
No. Nope. You're going down with the ship on that one, Judy.
Appreciate it. Teamwork. Hey, these guys are coming from Chicago to play La Fête de Marquette. It's going to be pretty cool. It's the Claudettes. Ask is everything all right? On Civic Media, we are local music with the Claudettes. They're going to be coming to La Fête de Marquette. They're going to be playing on Sunday, July 14th. Check the website for details. They're awesome. Hey, some more new rock and roll. This song came into us via music@civicmedia.us. It's a really cool song. It's Voodoo Mirage, and their song Demons is Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Like listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Menu and Underdeveloped on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. There's a great podcast up right now at maxincradio.com if you want to listen to Simple Menu perform live in the Lair. They absolutely killed it when they were here in this Lair.
Love those guys.
Absolutely. Voodoo Mirage before that, a brand new track that was emailed to us at music@civicmedia.us. That song is called Demons. I don't know that much about Voodoo Mirage, Rocker. Do you know anything about this band?
No, it's a new one, and that's one of the great things about what we do, right? People send us in so much stuff, and it's brand new, and There are so many amazing original local artists in Wisconsin. Who can keep up with them all? So please send more in. And what's that address, Jimmy?
Music@civicmedia.us. It's been said before by multiple people on this show, the Madison or the Wisconsin music scene is world class.
That's right.
That's why we're here. Jimmy K, Rocker, Lee Lux hanging out with us tonight in lieu of Terry Barr. Happy to have you along with us too out there in the Wisconsin music land. 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Rocker, we were talking about Fetlab Marquette. That's happening very soon here in Madison. Also in Madison at the end of July, it's Atwood Fest. And you're the man that books the music for Atwood Fest. And this year, you've outdone yourself once again, sir.
You know, it's another amazing lineup. And I work on this probably three quarters of the year, Jimmy. And Saturday, July 27th, and the Sunday, July 28th, it's Atwood Fest. It's three stages, nearly 30 bands over 2 days. And so we have a lot of great local music, and we're bringing in some music from cities like New Orleans, Nashville, Louisville. And so a couple of the really highlights that are coming, the Funky JBs. We were talking about Clyde Stubblefield. Jimmy, you're wearing the Clyde Stubblefield shirt, the Funky
Give the drummer some. Yeah.
Give the drummer some. It would be his 80th birthday. So we're celebrating the Clyde Stubblefield stage opening at Woodfest with the Funky JBs and Joey B. Banks playing the drums, just like Clyde Stubblefield. We also have Julian Primo coming from New Orleans. Great trio from New Orleans, award-winning Automatic Lover. They're a brand new band, Jimmy. We've been playing them a lot, right? Their song Helena.
Yep.
I had, after they came on this show, and I said, I have to have these guys. They're going to be awesome. They'll be there on Saturday too. Dub Foundation, UW Mad Hatters. This will be the last show these guys are together in this current lineup. So this is going to be really cool at Atwood Fest, and that'll be opening up for VO5.
Ooh.
Tons more stuff happening. You can go to atwoodfest.com. You can click on any of the bands. It'll take you to a profile page. You can see videos of the band, you know, hear the music from them, Instagram, Facebooks, get all the information and a good fact sheet too, because, you know, we don't want you to bring your pooch, right? Hmm. They get burnt paws.
Yeah. And it's just not good. It's leave Fido at home.
That's right.
I'm busy that weekend. I can't pet sit for you, so I'll be at Atwood Fest, you know?
Yep. We'll have three great stages. So, you know, and Atwood Fest is number three of the festies. There are five festies in Madison, we call them. And La Fête de Marquette is two. Waterfront, Marquette Waterfront Festival just happened. That's one. Three is Atwood Fest. Four is Orton Park Festival. And then five, Willie Street Fair. So, lots of stuff to do all summer on the east side of Madison.
Absolutely. Atwoodfest.com to get all the information about Atwood Fest the last full weekend in July. Lots of good show still ahead of us here tonight. We got Graham Morolo live in the Lair tonight, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. We're going to get a phone call from the guys in Buda Cheetah. They're playing the Max Inc. radio stage for Make Music Madison. Looking forward to that. And Marston, he is in studio. He has his guitar. He's going to sing and play his guitar for us. That's coming up next. Oh, we're going to debut some new music from him, too. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
It's time for your Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr with a few notes highlighting some of the music news and happenings from all across the state. Let's start in Sauk City and beautiful hidden treasure of a place known as the Vines. Anything with a description of family-friendly mayhem, well, that gets my attention. The Vines is hosting Dirt Camp Music Fest this weekend, but this hidden treasure, yes, I've said this twice now, of a winery and music venue is planning on shows all summer. Grab your chair, get ready to relax. The Vines is on Shep Road in Sauk City, and you can find more information on the Vines Facebook page. Now let's head on the highway to the Oshkosh area for an update on a new festival called Crossroads 41. Organizers are ready for the inaugural event from August 8th through the 10th at Oshkosh Festival Park. If it sounds familiar, it's where Country USA and Rock USA used to be held. Crossroads 41 manager John Gourley says this festival is coming together thanks to people with a lot of live event experience, from Coachella and Stagecoach to the Super Bowl and even Taylor Swift.
We've really gone out with all of our collective experience and sat down and said, we love concerts, we love festivals. What's the future like? How do we reinvent this festival experience? And that's what people are going to see August 8, 9, 10 in Oshkosh.
Gourley says some money has been spent to spiffy up the park, covering 350 acres, which, by the way, could hold up to 50,000 people each day. Now, along with the music, there's going to be food and vendors, camping, and a shopping area. You can find all the details at Crossroads 41. That's actually XROADS41.com. Finally, a huge shout out to one of the coolest venues around. Pauly's Pub and Eatery in West Allis is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Oh, we love the live music, but we also thank Pauly for the shuttles. Yep, you can grab a ride to another venue or event right from Pauly's and then get a ride back when you're ready to go. So catch a ride to Summerfest or any of the fests, along with concerts at the Pabst in Milwaukee, The Rave, and so much more. Again, Pauly, you are doing it right, and we want to send out a huge congratulations for 20 years. Happy anniversary, Pauly. There are your Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr for Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Sometimes love will say goodbye. Meet again on the other side.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Marston. The song is called Got the Time. It was released a little while ago, but it's still relevant and pretty awesome. Don't forget, you get the Civic Media app if you haven't already done so. You can find that at civicmedia.us, maxincradio.com, or at your favorite app store, Rocker.
Jimmy, right now we have Joe Marston in the studio with us. Using layers of guitars and effects, Joe has weaves a sonic tapestry twisting alt rock and grunge with an indie vibe. The Madison-based singer-songwriter prefers to play with his band Marston, but also performs solo acoustic. Joe is releasing new music this year and has recently released a single, Keepsake, and it brings him to our studio tonight. Joe Marston, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to see you, man.
Great to see both of you. All of you.
You were at the new Gamma Ray last night playing with Rocker and Eddie 8 Dynamite. How was your first Gamma Ray experience?
It was awesome being back in that room. Yeah, a lot of good emotions and good feelings and an awesome performance. The sound is pristine, so nice. It was excellent. Yeah, great show. And I got to see Rocker play drums for the first time.
What was that like?
It was actually really good. You know, I mean, I didn't have really any. I had some expectations, but yeah, man, you're a solid rock drummer, right?
Oh, in the pocket, rocks.
Dude. I was very impressed.
Imagine that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun to get out there, you know, especially with those young guys, you know, and get the blood moving. And, you know, we play hard rock, so it's a lot of fun, and it's just a really good time.
It has to be something with the hands.
Yeah, my fingers are way too short and stubby to do guitar, right? Yeah, right?
You know, I wasn't sure if you were talking about Rocker or me for a second. Like,
wait, you play drums lately?
No, but I do use my hands well. kind of, I guess.
Joe, tell us a little bit about yourself. How do you become involved in music? What's your backstory?
So I've been doing music since elementary school, pretty much. Got into playing trumpet and then kind of led me into listening to a lot more music in general. And that took me to learning guitar when I was 13. And I just never stopped. I learned it with one of my best friends and still plays bass with me, my friend Lennon. And we just continued playing together until, I mean, now, pretty much. So,
Wall of Funk, right?
Yeah, exactly. Wall of Funk. Yeah, Wall of Funk. And even before that, we had a garage band called Blue Furnace.
Blue Furnace.
Yeah, that was when we were 18, maybe even before that. So,
and what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
So it's kind of interesting because I think it was mostly just listening to the radio with them. They aren't huge into music. They're very supportive of me. But growing up, they weren't like big into music. My dad, though, was a potter. So he's got a lot of artistic, creative sides to him. And my mom was an English teacher and librarian. So I think I got some of my poetic sort of influence from that. And then I found music and it just spoke to me and I combined it all together and just kept pursuing it. I'm never going to stop. So
you mentioned that you played trumpet in high school. Do you still play trumpet?
I still blow.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry. Wow. She came in with the rainbow uniform on here and the whole show. Boom.
I'm just disappointed. That didn't register with me until like 10 seconds after you said it.
I just wanted to say it for that joke. I actually don't really play anymore. My embouchure isn't there anymore. So I'll pick it up and, you know, fuss around with it for a little bit until my lips are dead. And then, you know, I am defeated and go and play guitar.
You know, if you do start blowing again, you could be in a ska band.
Hey, you know what? I am. We're going to play later this year, in fact.
I love ska. That's awesome.
So tell us about your current band, Marston. Who's in that?
Yeah, so my good friend Lennon Baker on bass, another kind of co-collaborator. He plays drums on all the recordings. His name's Brett Walter. Plays drums for a famous power metal local band, Lords of the Trident. And then my good friend, Brandon, he plays with a couple different bands. He plays guitar with Mascot Theory and then keys in Work. And he is my guitarist in my band as well.
Really?
Wow. You guys got shows coming up?
We unfortunately don't. It's been really tough to schedule with everybody's summer schedules and their other busier bands. So unfortunately, I don't have anything aside from the radio show we have coming here. So we're going to play in September here. So that's the next thing on the books currently.
Yay, live in the lair.
Exactly.
You do a lot of shows on the solo side though, right? Just you.
I will, yeah, to fill in. And because it's a lot more easy to be flexible with scheduling and everything and just kind of keep things going, keep momentum going. And that's how I start writing all my music anyways as well. So it's a great platform to get out there and build the fan base and then bring them into the big rock show, which I love to do
We've had a number of bands come in and say, you know, where they're in a band, but the main artist can do the show solo if needed. A good example, like Sunspot, you know, typically Mike and Wendy can live without Ben, but it's, you know, Sunspot with Ben, of course.
Well, Elizabeth Mary, she says that she goes and plays solo or duo and then brings the band in later once she has a following.
Yeah, it's a great...
It is sometimes easier to play by yourself.
Yes, absolutely, as we continue the cliches here on Maxique Radio.
But it looks like you got a little something to tease us with over there.
I do.
Oh, what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song off my second album, my most recent album, Tune It Out. It's called End on End is the name of the song.
And I love that album, too. So if you want to check out Marston's music... You can, it's on Bandcamp, Spotify, stream him everywhere. And of course, he just said he's going to be live in the lair coming up in September. Let's do his live song. It's impromptu live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
All right, here we go.
Something's been happening, the sunlight's fading, another day turning end on endless reality, another long season, broken and beaten, another day burning end on endless reality. Something's been happening so silently. World's not bleeding, kicking and screaming. Something's been happening, sunlight is sailing, another day turning end on endless reality, another lost reason, hopeful believing, another tip burning and on endless reality. Something's been happening so silently. Something's been happening so silently. Something's been happening so silently. The world's not bleeding, kicking, screaming. I need someone to come on to their senses. I need someone to come on to their senses. Won't you come on to your senses? Say yeah, yeah, been happening, my life is changing, another day turning end on endless reality, another lost reason, broken and beaten, oh, another day burning end on endless reality, something's been happening so suddenly. Something's been happening so silently. Something's been happening so silently. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The world's at feet and kicking and screaming. Stop the bleeding. can stop bleeding. You can't stop bleeding, no.
Yes. Woo! Marston, live on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That was awesome. I love that song off that album, too.
Thank you. It's one of my favorites to play. It's nice and upbeat and happy.
So you released Got the Time back in, I believe it was November. We're going to talk about Keepsake in just a moment. Any plans to release an EP or another full-length album? Or are you doing drop a single type of deal?
Kind of a little bit of both there. So, yeah, I want to keep dropping singles to keep the momentum going. It's kind of hard to stop and focus on a whole album at once. It's a lot of music and stuff to just take care of and then not have stuff being released regularly. So working on getting more consistent with releases. You know, right now it's about every 6 months. I want to get up to every 3-4 months of releasing music, and that will compile into an actual album.
I love that formula because it keeps you relevant. It gets people, your fans want, oh, man, I can't wait for that new song to come out. That's me, you know? And, you know, I like it. It's cool. All right, so let's talk about the new song, Keepsake. Tell us about this song here. It's such a great song. We played it a couple times already here on the radio. Tell us the story behind Keepsake.
Sure. So this it came from a riff that I kind of wrote when I was just working on bettering myself at guitar. So the main hook riff that you hear is just something I was playing for a long time and just kind of like, oh, this is cool. We'd love to do something with it. And eventually ended up just kind of structuring it into a song. So that's how it all started. And then the subject matter, I guess it's kind of structured around some things happening in my life a bit, but it's not really anything in particular. It just kind of was influenced by, I guess, the overall vibe of the song. And really the topic is just feeling safe with, you know, the love you have for yourself or the love you have in relationships and making sure you're feeling safe with that in whatever way that is.
That's a very important message to share with your fans and people listening to your music. Marston, you're the man. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's great to have you on the radio with us once again. Appreciate your friendship and love your music, man.
Thank you so much. You're the best, Jimmy.
Let's hear brand new Marston now. This is Keepsake. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I don't know.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Marston and his brand new song called Keepsake. Thanks to Marston for stopping in tonight. We really appreciate it. One thing we didn't talk about on air with Marston is that he's also part of the cancellations. And tomorrow night on Max Inc. Sunday night, Dano and Ellie maybe will join me on the phone from the cancellations, and we'll debut two new songs from them. Super excited about that. Plus, Genevieve Hayward will join us in studio as well. Jimmy K and rocker Lili Lux hanging out, providing the commentary, which we love. Thank you, Lili. Appreciate that. Coming up next hour, we got Buddha Cheetah coming in. Actually, they're going to be on the phone, aren't they? And we got a clip of some brand new songs from them, right, Rocker?
Yes, that's true.
So that's coming up next hour. We'd love to hear from you. Send us your calls or your text, 844-967-2789. We'll kick off the 8 o'clock hour off with a double dip of an artist that was just recently in the lair, Marta Hansen.
Girl, ever since I first saw you, I knew you were the one for me. I just want you to know how I feel. That's why I'm standing here.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Soaring high above La Crosse.
This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.